B-Pod Studios.
Gasper and Murray have scorching hot takes, twisting your mind with Pep Celtics and Bates. They'll also talk socks and out-of-town things. Just call them up on this Saturday. Gasper
and Murray.
Gasper
and Murray.
Just call them up on this Saturday. Gasper
and Murray.
Gasper
and Murray.
Gasper
and Murray.
Final hour, Gasper Murray, 98.5, the Sports Hub. So I do quickly just want to get to this story that broke yesterday in college football. Because I mean, to exist now, just to be angry about everything for me, Chris, so I just should really get off social media. Can't. It's as addictive as it is terrible, and I do kind of need it for the job. But in college football, Oregon State, they usually referred to it as the Civil War. No longer going to be called the Civil War. Somehow offensive term. Caller mentioned this yesterday, and Phil Green Maz is filling it. If that rivalry game was called the American Civil War, which of course started by the South because they wanted to keep the slaves, all bad there. All right, fine. But it's just the Civil War.
Yeah.
There's been civil wars in Vietnam, Korea, Sudan, Balkans, many other places throughout history. Context no longer matters. As a smart guy who used to write for the Globe, writing in English language matters to you, Chris, that context is being lost here at a rapid rate. This is real stupid, right? Like, where are we heading?
No,
like,
I agree with you on this. I think this is dumb.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think they should be able to keep the name. And I think there's almost this sort of misplaced arrogance to the idea that the American Civil War is the only civil wars are being fought across the globe right now. Now, unfortunately, in many cases, civil wars do have to do with ethnic differences, religious differences, differences between people a lot of times incite civil wars. But to just say that you should not call Oregon State the Civil War because somehow it's insensitive to the racial justice movement, which I think everybody who listens to this station knows is something I'm passionate about and that is personally important to me, I think that's dumb. I don't think that you're just paying improper lip service to something. It makes no sense. There's no reason to do that. It's over the top, and it just provides like an easy gripe to people that want to dismiss the whole thing as over the top PC-ism.
And this is how you're going to lose me. So, and let me stop killing black people. Black Lives Matter. Police reform. I'm all for that.
Sure.
You're going to start having the PC war on words like this. This is how you end up making me go a little more right of center. Like, I'm a proud centrist, Chris, even though in today's society you're looked down on for that, for being rational and open-minded and sometimes questioning things. And, like, can we talk about this? No. One side or the other. Rah! Because it's crazy times we live in. But when you start having the war on words, the other one I saw today, the Houston Association of Realtors in Texas, Chris, will now be using primary to describe bedrooms and bathrooms instead of listing service instead of master. The spoof song to start this very show by Metallica, Master of Puppets. Do we need to stop that too? Should it just be of puppets? We're going down a weird road here. And, you know, Felger says this on Felger and Maz. Like, I do think he's generally kind of lefty. Watch out for the PC stuff with the war on words, because tell you what, I look at it this way. If you're not a Trump guy and you want him out after the 4 years, this kind of stuff, you're almost ensuring that he'll do 4 more years. I am a firm believer in that, Chris. Like, this kind of stuff, like, I think there needs to be police reform. It's crazy that they're armed like frontline battles in Afghanistan. Like, that's crazy to me. You know, can we start respecting each other and BLM and all that stuff? All good. Like, yeah. I am... But it's this kind of stuff, like, whoa, can we pump the brakes a little bit? And, like, we're going into crazy town. And this is how you're really going to make people nuts. Like,
yeah, I agree. What I would ask, and I know it's probably a difficult ask, is that people make the effort to separate the two things. Like, so that's what concerns me.
Right.
Is that, okay, you know, yeah, I agree with you on the Civil War thing. That's over the top. But that should not immediately devalue all of the very, very positive and much needed discussions we're having about, you know, inequality and trying to strive towards greater justice in the country. But I realize and recognize, and I'm concerned as someone who cares about that, that these types of things allow people to basically write off the entire movement, you know, because they say, oh, this alienates me. Now, I don't think that should happen. And I would say that I should not do that.
I should have termed that as your message is getting muddled, drowned out. Like, you know, because I feel like for some, it's like, well, now we got an open. It's just open to everything now. And it's like, no. Like you have a real opportunity for real change. I really believe that with everything that has happened here in the last month and a half, and it's. It's like, whoa, like what I don't know. Some of this stuff is just way crazy. It's crazy. And I think the message gets drowned out when you start doing things like this.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can sort of get things that are really on the periphery of the core of the message and that don't really contribute to it. And like I said, you know, I'm all about trying not to alienate allies. And I think part of that is, you know, not punishing people who you feel like genuinely have good intentions but maybe misspeak. Like a Drew Brees, and I also sort of feel like stuff like this. But I'll be really blunt with you. Like when I do hear you, and I know you know you're passionate about this, and you care, and you're an ally, and Felger say you're losing me with this. Like I don't like that. I don't like the idea of like, well, you're losing me. It's like, no, I can't lose you on racial justice over a war on words. You can say I think this should be separate from it. You can sort of look at it and say, I don't like the war on words, and you and I agree on that. But I think sometimes when it's like, oh, you're losing me, that opens it up for people who don't feel the way you and Felger feel to be like, yeah, you know what? This whole thing's a crock.
Yeah, no, and that's why it's dangerous. Like, it's because I know that's concerning for someone like you, Chris. I apologize. It sucks, and I'm sure it sucks to hear, but I do. There's an alienation going on that is like, whoa, guys, like, what are we doing here? There's now nationwide. It's like a lack of conversation that can happen now.
Yeah.
It's like, nope, you're out. Like, oh, you think that way? You're out.
Cancel
you're done.
Culture.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it has gone over the top because these are difficult conversations. And if we can't have them and be honest with each other and allow people to express a view, like you can't just expect people to go from like 0 to 100. And part of it should be sort of educating people, and part of it should be being able to understand people's different perspectives. And I think that's – but if people are afraid to have an open and frank discussion because they feel like it's going to be immediate sort of cancel culture, I think that can actually be counterproductive. But I will say just really quickly to sort of segue a little bit, I am really very adamant about getting rid of these Confederate monuments though. I mean, in some of these places that have monuments – they did not even secede from the Union and join the Confederacy. I don't understand why there would be any Confederate people honored in the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. Like they were, you know, literally fighting against the United States of America.
And you lost.
And you lost. Right. These monuments are monuments to and of oppression. A lot of them were put up after Reconstruction failed. So you're talking about 25 years after the Civil War. They didn't go up right after the Civil War. You know, like... in Richmond, Virginia, where they have, what's it called? Monument Avenue or whatever that's called. That stuff went up in like 1890. And a lot of this stuff went up in 1890 or the early 1900s. And it basically went up and the message was, we might have lost the war, but the cause we were fighting for, we're still going to be fighting for. That was literally the message of these monuments. So to me, those need to go. And the other thing I'll say is...
when I first went there too, that it feels like, well, everything was made fair because we put an Arthur Ashe statue in there too. Like, no, like, it's not kind of how it works. You know? But go ahead, sir.
No, that was really good. I'm glad you got that in. And the other thing I'll say, like, you know, I've been to Germany. I don't know if you've been over there.
I haven't.
But you can't be like, hey, you know, I'm really proud of my grandfather. He fought in World War II. He was a Nazi. And I have this memorabilia of his, and I'm going to proudly display it. And, you know, that's heritage, not hate, though. You can't do that.
Yeah.
And they don't have statues over there. That's not the way it works.
There's no Himmler or Mengele statue anywhere in the country to my knowledge.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. It's just a crazy, crazy time, man. I don't know. Like it just feels like it should be easier than it is, and it's still not, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at how the whole Bubba Wallace story played out this week too.
Yeah.
And now that still people want to see the photo that was released by NASCAR, it's a noose, and you have those that still want to be like, well, no, technically the knot community wants to try to tell you it's not a noose. No, it's a hangman's noose. Well, is that big enough to, you know, even at the risk of sounding too PC, which I just railed on, like, I don't know. I feel like we throw around noose too easily. Like, oh, it's just a noose, just a noose. Well, to the African-American community in this country throughout history, you hear the word noose, let alone see a photo of it. I can understand why you're like, yeah, not good. Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, I mean, technically, lynching is still not considered a federal hate crime.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well,
it is true.
I guess I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that has not passed. So the other thing is, to go back to Bubba Wallace here, I gave you the numbers the other day. I mean, NASCAR in their investigation looked at 1,684 garage areas across 29 tracks. Again, that's 1,684. Out of that, 11 had these quote-unquote pull-down ropes. Out of those 11, only one was tied in that fashion.
Yeah, they have to do a further investigation here. I feel like this has died down because, I mean, that's just the world we live in now, too. Like, you know, you give something a two-day news cycle and poof, it's like it's gone. They would do themselves a service to further investigate and at least get a name as to who put it up there in the fall.
That's the other thing. To your point about it being a noose, it's like everyone's like, well, it wasn't meant for Bubba. Okay, so that makes it okay? Like, and it's been there since 2019. Like, who tied that? Why? Why is it there? That shouldn't be there. What's the story behind it? Shouldn't we try and find out who did it?
Yeah.
Like, just because, you know, we're saying, allegedly, it wasn't intended for Bubba Wallace. To me, that isn't like, well, case solved, we're good. It's like, no, that's a noose sitting in a NASCAR garage in Talladega, Alabama, a racetrack that was created when Governor George Wallace gave the land, one of the greatest racists in the history of this country, gave the land to NASCAR to build the track. Shouldn't we find out how that got there?
Yeah, well, that's why I took this thing at face value on Monday anyway, in that I went to Birmingham, Alabama for the first time in my life last summer. That was my summer vacation, by the way. I took this wacky trip every year, going to three random places you'd never go to. But, you know, there's people in, it seems it's blue-ish. You know, I spent some time with some locals that are trying to make it a better place. But, man, what a sad, horrible place in terms of history there. Like, and so Birmingham, like a 45-minute ride to Talladega. And yeah, it's just on the surface alone. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, that totally happened. Like, there's no doubt in my mind. Because while it's a blue-ish city, that whole area of that state, ugh, oh, boy, it's gross. So, yeah, they would do themselves a service, like I said, to further investigate this thing, see what the deal was. Because you mentioned even yesterday, too, there's a black female that's on a race crew.
Yeah, she works on one of the pit crews.
Yeah, so maybe it was, you know.
It might have been intended for her the year before. I mean, who knows? I mean, that's just speculation. But I'm just saying, I can't believe people are like, well, case closed, wasn't intended for Bubba. And it's like, okay, 1,684 garages across 29 tracks. There's only 11 pull down ropes. And that was my point from the beginning. Like, all these NASCAR guys, and I don't mean the drivers, I mean the mechanics, the guys that work on the teams and women that work on the teams. How many garages have they been in the course of their careers and they wouldn't know the difference between a pull down rope and something that alarms them? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I live in a fantasy land and hoping for a utopia. Like, can we just like be cool to each other, man? Like, that's, you know, don't think that's a big ask, but apparently it is for some. But also, let's not be so crazy about what we're getting rid of in terms of words and canceling people and, you know, civil war, calling a silly football game, civil war. We got to get rid of that. Oh boy. That's why, ultimately, Chris, I do root for the asteroid more than
I know you do. Your team asteroid.
Big tidal waves, Cthulhu, Godzilla, what have you, the aliens. Weren't there was sightings of aliens potentially recently in Texas? There were some lights in the sky. Maybe, please come get us. Please. 617-779-0985. You would like to join the show. I do want to circle back to the Celtics schedule that has come out. Take a look at that. Get some takeaways because we have Brian Robb, Boston Sports Journal, who covers the Celtics with us as well. Yeah. Back after this here on Casper and Murray.
Gasper and Murray, 98.5, the Sports Hub. All Sports Hub. This is Gasper and Murray on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Gasper Murray, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Let's go to Joe in the car. You're next here on the show. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good. What's up?
Good, Joe.
Good. Hey, look, I'm a registered independent, so I don't try not to pick a side, but I'm going to just share something with you, Gasper. You said something earlier, and during the Jussie Smollett nonsense that came out, this guy, you know, hoax, no hoax, whatever.
Sure.
And I heard about what you had said earlier about the lynching not being a hate crime, and I thought to myself, how frequent are lynchings, right? How frequent is someone trying this? Come to find out, the last one was persecuted in 1987. So this idea that it's murder. Why do we have to make it a hate crime? If you murder someone, you murder someone. You're going to jail for murder. It has nothing to do about a hate crime. And this is the whole thing with it. And you know, Kamala Harris put out the bill around the same time Jussie Smollett was, you know, his hoax happened. So don't you think some of this is just a little odd, the timing and pieces of that? Or am I just, you know, smoking my own Kool-Aid?
I think you're kind of smoking your own Kool-Aid, and it sounds like you're sort of intentionally or not sort of trying to minimize the impact of you know, some of these things. Look, yeah, it was the Jussie Smollett thing.
Let me stop you there. I'm not trying to minimize anything. I'm just saying that they're absolutely trying to make something out of nothing a lot of times. And again,
well, isn't that what minimizing is though? I mean, what you just said, make something out of nothing. Isn't that like, if you're saying you're making something out of nothing, isn't that minimizing?
We should pass legislation on something that hasn't happened in over 30 years. What are we talking about here? It's murder.
But what about the history of it and the way that it was used to terrorize black people?
You guys were talking about Germany a couple minutes ago. Great example. Do they knock down any of the German entrapment camps? No, because they want to learn from the history.
But they don't have monuments and statues, though. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Let me talk for 1 second, and then I'll let you talk. I went to Charleston, and they still have Charleston, South Carolina, last year, and they still have a slave mart there, and it's a museum. And to me, that is what is analogous to what he was talking about. But they don't have, like, you can't go to Germany, and I've been there. I've been to the Holocaust Museum. There's not like a Goebbels statue, like that doesn't exist. And you know, I respect his point of view. But again, I just feel like when you say making something out of nothing, like by definition, that is minimizing. And I would not connect Kamala Harris's bill trying to make lynching a federal hate crime to the Jussie Smollett hoax, which obviously was very bad. And trust me, I think there's people in the black community who are even madder than anybody else about that, because it opens it up for people like that to use that to sort of diminish the whole thing. I also would say, okay, yeah, so you're saying he's looking at whatever numbers those are in terms of, you know, what lynchings were. But to sort of completely ignore the history of lynching and how it was used to terrorize black people. So even if it's not happening now, don't you want to sort of acknowledge that history and make sure you have some sort of deterrent in the future? So
that one just seems like common sense. That should be on the books.
I mean, that's just my point of view on it. You know, I know people have different points of view.
And you know, he said there hasn't technically been one a lynching on record since 1987. I mean, you think all these hangings recently
in California, they're all suicides.
Deaths by suicide?
Yeah, sure.
Sorry, not buying it.
Yeah, I mean, neither am I. I didn't want to bring that up to him, but I thought, you know, he raised some points. I would say not many of them were valid.
This looks like an important call. Carl in Shrewsbury. Hi, Carl. Yes.
Hey, Jim. I just wanted to, spend a little tough topic of conversation today, so I wanted to give you some good news. The $15 I spent on your cameo for my friend's birthday was the best $15 I think I've spent in my life.
Thank you, Carl.
That's very cool.
I appreciate that. I have tried to tell the people that on Twitter and social media. $15, I know these are tough economic times for most, but for 15 bucks, you will get more bang for your buck with a cameo by the kid here than you will ever spend in your entire life. I can't stress that enough. And not only am I willing to dance for the people, Chris, also fair, as I refused my first cameo last night because someone had requested that for 15 bucks that I say I actually believe that the years and decades start with the last number one, which is something I actually don't believe in. And he wanted me to be on record saying, no, I am with you, the idiots, that say the decades begin at one. So technically 2020, not the first year of the 20s, 2021 would be,
okay,
which is something I am vehemently against. Yep. So I said, no, I'm not going to charge you the 15 bucks and do this because a man's got to have a code, you know, so I will not do that. So I refused my first cameo. So I'm firm and fair.
You are. I felt like you were going to go into one of those, like, Suzanne Summers, like, for just $15, you can
with
help.
Soft, sensitive music.
You can help a sarcastic, witty, talented, tattooed young man make his family happy for just $15.
Young, YouTube. I am not. But that's, see, you should be my pitch man for that. But
yeah.
I have a Bane mask at home that was sent to me by Mike from Woburn. I'll put that on and dance for you as Bane for $15.
Oh, I'm spending the money on
this. I'll do the Ronald Reagan voice, whatever you look for. Like, I am willing to do it for you.
I want a Gamzu. I'll spend $15 for a Gamzu.
Yeah, Gamzu, who's best known for his great play in the Boston Uprising, right? That's the Overwatch team at the Kraft Zone. Whatever you'd like for $15. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Sign up now. Need that money more than ever.
This is great.
Cy and Worcester on Tom Brady. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Big fan of the show. I just wanted to kind of chime in on the whole Tom Brady thing, because I watch the show all the time, and Felger drives me crazy. The thing I wanted to say is that last year when the Pats drafted N'Keal Harry, Tom Brady, N'Keal Harry, I saw stuff with Josh Gordon, Philip Dorsett, Edelman, all working out at Brady's house, mm-hmm. Working out in the bubble. So this narrative that Tom Brady just ate hot dogs and hopped off the couch and didn't work with his receivers, I'm not really sure where it's coming from. And then also, to kind of segue back to the passing camp thing, if you remember, in the middle part of Tom Brady's career, he missed several passing camps when his son was born and his son lived in L.A.
That's correct.
So I'm sorry, if you look at Pro Football Focus, the receiving and tight end core was last in every single category: tight end production, separation, receiving yards. They just didn't have the talent. I mean, it's you know, Tom Brady, you know, not that he's a perfect guy, but he's one of the hardest workers in the game. You know, the guy's not just hopping off the couch and showing up in August. It's no, our receiving core sucked last year. That's it.
That is a brilliant call. That is one of the best calls we've ever had on Jasper and Murray.
I'm for that, and I co-sign on that call.
Yeah, he 100%. Nailed that whole call.
Oh, he didn't have weapons for him. Oh, where? You know how Mike and others feel about this. No, I don't think he had a lot of help. And they had to go get Antonio Brown because Bill kept botching that position year after year after year. N'Keal Harry, bad pick. Guy doesn't know how to select wide receivers. And when he does hit on one, like Malcolm Mitchell, he has a bum knee and can really only help it out in that Super Bowl. All right, we have a couple open lines you want to join us. 617-779-0985. Again, I might sound biased, but for $15, you hire me on Cameo. I think I might be the most affordable out of all the 98.5.
How much does Zoe charge?
I think he's like $50.
$50.
Yeah.
Zoe charges $50?
Well, he's a big star.
Well, he's a former professional. Yeah. So that's the professional athlete rate, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's not like the sports radio personality rate.
Beadle and Hardy are charging like $30 a pop or something like that. Okay, you know. Beadle's got the name on the marquee. He's an actual host. I'm just, you know, third guy in. I get it. But I will dance for the people. For $15, you can't beat that. Cameo, cameo, cameo. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Yes, it's just one big ad for me. Back after this, it's Gasper and Murray on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. On 98.5. You're listening to Gasper and Murray.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
So I've sent Chris down a Cameo rabbit hole here. You've never really perused this before. You didn't know what level of stars are on this thing. It's not just radio hacks like yours truly.
No, I didn't know. Debbie Gibson, $195.
Seems high.
You think so?
Yeah, for like a minute message.
I really liked Debbie Gibson when I was young, though.
You can get Tony La Russa here for $160.
Oh,
also
yeah, I like
seems
Tony.
High.
Good for Tony.
Who else is new and noteworthy here? Former NBA coach Larry Brown for $110. What the hell is he going to do for $110? This is what I mean. For $15, you get the voices. I'll do a whole little dance for you. Whatever you need. Dikembe Mutombo, $110. That might be worth it for the finger wag. You get a Mutombo finger wag for your mom or something like that.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
Yeah. Who else you find on there? Jerry West, $450. Jesus.
The logo. The logo.
Will he do it for it? Like, you know, even is he too old to, like, make that motion? That ain't even worth it.
What about, is Neve Campbell on here? I saw Rebecca Gayhart was on here.
Yeah, it's a lot of, like, washed up stars. Is Neve Campbell on there? Neve?
I don't see her. And for those who don't know, because I never know what the listening audience is, but the Rebecca Gayhart was the Noxzema girl, right?
She was very attractive back in the day.
She was very big in the 90s.
Mark McGrath for $100 from Sugar Ray seems like that's fair.
I never liked him.
Yeah, Cato Kalin for $65. What's he get on there? You know, hey, say you screwed up the whole case, dummy. Okay. Like, I would do that for $65 if I was in him. Time's going to be tough. Either way, hire the kid here for $15.
Best bang for the buck I've seen. I've been going on a rabbit hole on Cameo a few times. $15 for Jim, it's a steal.
That's right. In fact, now I have to actually put a paywall on doing the Bane voice now that I think about it. So,
oh, no.
Chris always
what?
Wants the, yeah, that's
what?
Right.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Chris.
That's it. That's all you're going to get. You want any more, you're going to have to pay the $15.
So now it's like one of B-Rob's BSJ articles. I can read the first two paragraphs.
Man, like I need the rest of this. I got to pay that money.
Yeah.
And that's what it's going to be.
Everybody, you know, capitalism run amok here on Gasper and Murray. Can't read B-Rob's. I can read two paragraphs of B-Rob's great Celtics article before I have to pay. And now the Bane voice is being taken away from me.
Yes. I was wondering what would break first. Your spirit or...
No, that's it. You want the rest? $15 on Cameo. Whatever. In fact, someone, I think it might have been Cam from Taunton. He requested that I do the scene from Seinfeld between Jerry and... And George, where they're talking about when he ended up having the one off with Elaine, and he was like, "Oh, slept with Elaine last night," and like that whole scene. But it was Bane, and I forget I had to do that with like two characters. He's like, "Can you do this?"
It was like Bane and David Price,
something like that. Yeah, I was like, "Yeah, sure, I'll do that for you." See, for $15, who can beat that? But if you want an hour here on the show anymore, that's it. Oh yeah, hey, I'm David. No, don't. That's all you're gonna get.
So let me ask you: you have mentioned there are ones you turned down. So,
just that one last night.
So as your good friend, if I were to put one in where I basically said I wanted you to say that you were the father of esports and responsible for Gamzu, would you for $15 do that?
Yeah, I'd do that. Well, okay. I'm a whore. Like I said, a man's going to have a code. I'm not going to say that I believe in the decade starting at the 1 year. I'm not going to do that because I'm very adamant about it. But that, oh yeah.
You
no,
did.
Please.
So if I wrote, I was like, I want you to come on and be like, esports pioneer Jim Murray here.
Yeah, I'm shameless. I don't have that much of a code. Let's be honest here. As you mentioned, B-Rob, a Boston Sports Journal, who covers the Celtics. Again, if you're not signed up, sign up now, you cheap SOBs. The NBA released their schedule for the seeding games. They're going to be played in the bubble in Walt Disney World last night. Celtics open with the Milwaukee Bucks Friday, July 31st, 6:30 p.m. It's going to be a nationally televised game on ESPN. Beyond that, I mean, you take a look at this thing, and so they follow that with the Trailblazers, the Miami Heat, Nets, Raptors, Magic, Grizzlies, Wizards. So they have three teams with records above 500, the Bucks, Heat, and the Raptors. You look at Toronto's schedule. I'm not going to run through that, but just look it up for yourself. But either way, it does feel like the Celtics could end up the 2 seed. I think it seems realistic, and I think we're going to see some sloppy play league-wide. It's not just going to be the Celtics, but they're poised here to end up with a better seed, and it's why I believe that they still could be one of the teams that come out of the East. I think it's Milwaukee and everybody else, but they get as good a chance as anybody else, Chris.
I'm sorry. I'm still down this Cameo rabbit hole. Bethany Frankel, Real Housewives of New York, $299, and Brett Favre charges $300. That's interesting. Who would have thought Bethany Frankel and Brett Favre?
She's like a whole brand, man. Like,
she is.
Your wife into her? Like, Jasmine
Yeah, and
loves
actually
her.
She dates someone I went to college with.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, she like has got the whole wine.
And did a college radio show with.
Yeah.
James Vanderbeek, $225. Chris Harrison from The Bachelor charges $375. Get out of here.
So like so I'm looking here, you know, they have a whole list of models.
Where's that?
Yeah, I think if you just search in the search bar models, I'm just looking on the app here. Isn't that kind of creepy though? Like, what would you have them say? Like, oh yes. Hey, it's Katie Kearney here. Really want to do you, Chris. Like, what are you spending that $60
no,
bucks for?
You can't do that. But is it current models, or is it like, hey, Molly Sims checking in here from 1998. Just wanted to say thanks for watching my show.
I mean, I don't know who half of these people are. Okay. Holly Madison, who used to be from Girls Next Door.
Yeah, I never liked her.
$100. The hell, really?
Yeah.
Tawny Katane. So, yeah, there you go.
Tawny Katane. Wow. Back in the day.
Yeah, whatever.
Nothing says 80s like Tawny Katane on the hood of a sports car.
$60, Tawny. Will you say, hey, life has been unkind since the 80s? Like,
that's terrible. I was going to say, is the Cherry Pie girl in there, but isn't she dead?
No, the singer from Warrant, I believe, is dead. No, that's Bobby Brown, I believe, is that who that is?
Okay. Oh, she's still alive?
Bobby Brown.
This is our show, people.
Yeah. She was also had a great appearance in Married with Children, right?
She did, actually. While you're looking that up, I'll say Dolph Lundgren is on here, and I would pay $250 for him to say, if he dies, he dies. I would pay $250 for that.
Bobby Brown, yeah, so Janie Lane, I think, yeah, he died. Bobby Brown, She's now 50, so still alive.
Okay. I don't know why I thought she died.
Nah, well, I mean, look. Theoretically, she might. let's see how she's looking now.
I understand what you're saying.
Brown.
You're saying she's metaphorically dead?
That's what I meant. Metaphorically, not theoretically. I get it right, Jim. No. All right. A lot of plastic surgery, but still okay.
Kurt Schilling, $100. Okay. Here's one I would pay for. I would pay for this. $150 for Winnie from the Wonder Years, Danica McKellar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How much?
$150 for Winnie.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's
and
not
how many,
bad.
And how many guys our age are hiring her like, I used to love you. Will you say, hey, as Winnie Cooper, glad you were a fan of the Wonder Years, Jim. Wish it was 1987 all over again, or 88, or whatever the hell that year that was. That seems like a fair price.
Yeah,
for
I
her.
Think that's fair for Danica. That's
Francona's cool. on here.
He
Terry
is?
Francona, $150.
So there you go. You want to be part of the Cameo experience. You don't have to spend that much money. You can hire me for just a short price of $15.
You're honestly, and I'm not joking. I know we're having fun with this, but you are like a steal on here. You might have to think about raising your price. I think you're undercutting yourself here. This is too, I think your price is too low.
Perhaps, but you know, I'm a man of the people, Chris, and I've done looking at my account now. I've done 216 of these damn things. So, you know, I'm always available. I don't mind doing it. And Lord knows I need the money.
I mean, for example, Meredith from The Office charges $175.
Which one? So, I'm not
Your name's Kate Flannery?
Okay.
Also, Beverly Mitchell from Seventh Heaven only charges $60. Jeremy Roenick charges $200, and you're at $15. Diamond Dallas Page, for you wrestling fans, $90.
Seems high, too. Oh, yeah, Diamond Dallas Page.
Lindsay Lohan's on here. Oh, that's just sad.
Oh,
that's
really?
Just sad.
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, that's really sad. That makes me sad. Now I don't want to do this anymore. Now I'm sad. Oh, that's
and
really
sad. $350, too. Oh, wow.
Oh.
That really
that's
is sad.
Unfortunate.
I mean, she was maybe one of the biggest names in Hollywood going back not
oh,
only,
yeah.
I mean, just 16, 15 years ago, right? Oh, and now she's on Cameo. Oh, knocked down a peg, yeah, eh,
this
Lindsay?
This isn't fun anymore. this just got real for Chris.
it's just more sad than anything else is what it is. Well, some before we wrap here, some quick thoughts on looking at this schedule.
Yes,
sloppy
yes.
play in the NBA, should that be expected?
I think so in the beginning. I do. You know, I think it's going to be really interesting. I think you'll see it more on the defensive end. You're going to see guys not get back on defense. You're going to see guys tugging on their shorts, conserving energy mostly for offense, trying to make sure that they still have their legs for jumpers. I think you're going to see some up and down basketball games. And this is, I know we're calling it a restart, but it's really a reset because I don't think that much of what happened previously is really going to carry over. You know, we'll see which teams stayed in shape and which teams did not. I also sort of feel like, you know, it becomes a little bit like playground basketball where some of your just, you know, athletic freaks like the Greek freak, Giannis, will have an advantage because I think skills will have deteriorated a little bit over the course of this hiatus. So it should be really interesting to sort of see how it goes. I think the Celtics are well positioned to pick up some ground here on the Raptors. The funny thing is, though, we talk about avoiding the Sixers. I mean, the way the Sixers schedule breaks down, they might be able to move up from where they are anyway, and you could avoid them. You can end up with, you know, the Pacers or Miami instead. And Miami, although a good team, is a very good matchup for the Celtics. The Celtics have played well against them.
And not that you should be surprised by this, but let me give you a plug, obviously, for the station. You'll be able to hear every Celtics game from Orlando here on 98.5 Sports with Sean Graney, Cedric Maxwell. Celtics have 68 games on national TV, again, starting with that first game against Milwaukee. And B-Rob, who covers the Celtics, again, Boston Sports Journal, you have an article up, 5 takeaways from the Celtics-Orlando schedule release. Much like Cameo, the people need to pay for it, but just give us a tease. Like, what's one of the takeaways that you have?
Yeah, so I think one of the takeaways, you guys already touched on it earlier, but the Raptors actually have the toughest schedule out of any team in Orlando going down there. So they're going to, well, I think they only play 2 out of their 8 games against under 500 teams. So the Celtics have a chance to catch them, and it's a lot better than you would have thought, even with probably the 18-game regular season the Phillies played in full. Now you have a chance to get them head-to-head, and so if they can make headway there, that could be a big plus for them to get a easier first-round opponent.
And have you heard anything in regard to media coverage, how that's going to work? Is it just going to be remotely? Or?
Yes, I believe it is going to be pretty much everything, unless you're media in the bubble the whole time and that's going to be a very few number of people for that commitment. It's going to be Zoom press conferences with players and coaches for every game.
And so the ones that are going to get credentialed are your real heavy hitters, Woj, Shams, guys like that.
Exactly. Like, I would imagine it's ESPN. They probably get those hotel rooms. But yeah, if your outlet has tens of thousands of dollars to drop, then you have to go in the bubble, I guess.
All right. So read that at BostonSportsJournal.com. It's Brian Robb's five takeaways from the Celtics schedule. But it does seem like on the surface here, it feels like we have a plan. Sports coming back sooner than later, hopefully. As long as the Rona doesn't continue to ravage everything. We'll squeeze in one more call before we go to our final segment. It's Greg in Norwood. Go ahead, Greg. Shut your door, Greg.
Put that seatbelt on, Greg.
Greg? Well, Greg just had an accident. The door is open. Greg, you were a great man. We wish your family the best. Hopefully the paramedics will soon pick your body up and have it taken away. We'll wrap up next with five questions for Chris Casper. Got nothing to do with sports.
Stay tuned for more Casper and Murray on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I needed a new...
I got five questions for Chris Casper of Channel 5. I got five questions that got nothing to do with sports. I got five questions.
So we wrap up the show each and every week. Five questions for Chris Casper on Channel 5. Got nothing to do with sports. Chris, question number one is, you're over there perusing Cameo.
Yes.
How much would you be willing to pay for a cameo by Jessica Alba if she was on there?
$1,000.
And what would you have her say?
Oh, geez.
Something probably not good for you.
Yeah, right? Let's move on from that.
Question number two. Chris, are you one of those people who needs to have the notifications cleared on your phone, or do you have a bunch of unread ones on your home screen?
I have a bunch of unread ones on my home screen. It's like overwhelming. I actually get anxiety about like just the notifications, like how often they flash. It's too much, and I can't clear them all. So it's just, I'm sort of stuck in between.
I actually haven't had notifications on my phone since... What year was I living in Atlanta? 2013. I've turned... it doesn't buzz. It doesn't ring. I was traumatized by some horrible girl that I dated who was just... She was a nut. So I would get, like, calls at 3 in the morning. A nuts nut. And after that, I decided, never again. And I am a firm believer, Chris, that emergencies can wait. So, like, well, no, not emergencies. Bad news can wait. Okay, so how many times do you hear, like, I got the call at 3 in the morning that so-and-so died? That person's still going to be dead at 9 or 11 when I wake up. So I'll wait for the bad news. Question number three. According to a story published by the UK Mirror, concerts may reoccur as soon as this fall, but they're going to be a much different experience than we're used to. One being that you'll have to walk through a disinfectant mist. Is there any band that you would walk through a disinfectant spray to see, Chris?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, you know, I'm not Mr. Music, so I probably would say no. Like,
yeah, how about a stand-up or... All right, Jessica Alba doing one girl show.
Yeah, I'd walk through the mist. You know what? You know who I'd walk through the mist for? Along the lines of Jessica Alba, I'd walk through the mist for a Carrie Underwood concert.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, what's it doing to you though? Like, I'd be weirded out. We were talking during a commercial break. I've had a bit of a change. Yeah, no, just a bit of a change of heart in that, like, when this first thing started. Don't want to sound like a COVID hardo again. Got it wrong. Egg on my face. Whoops. But even a little ways in, I was like, yeah, no, I'll go tonight. Open up the restaurants. I want to go. I need to eat and spend money. I've been out. I've eaten outdoors. Great. Indoors. And there's no way in hell I'd go to a sporting event with like tons of people. No shot. Question number four. At the beginning of the pandemic and as it goes on, Chris, did you set yourself any goals to complete? Projects around your house and your life?
Yeah, I did. I had some, so I'm sort of notorious in my family. People buy me like electronic things and then like a year later I haven't set them up or used them. So I had all these things, like I got an Apple TV for Christmas, a new one, and I hadn't set it up. So I set that up. I had like this wireless speaker that was like 3 years old I hadn't set up. So I set all that stuff up.
Oh.
It's all set up.
Did you, the Apple TV is pretty good. You watch some of their exclusive content. You watch the one with, the news show there with the
Doug, one who's going to die alone,
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. No, I haven't watched that yet.
It's not bad. I would recommend it. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Final question: hard seltzer flavored ice cream now exists. Truly Hard Seltzer teamed up with a company called Tipsy Scoop to make alcoholic ice cream. Chris, each pint 5% alcohol, just like their hard seltzer. Would you be in or out on hard seltzer flavored ice cream?
I think I'd be out on that. I mean, hard seltzer. I mean, I do like hard seltzer. Big surprise there. But hard seltzer flavored ice cream. I'm not a big ice cream person to begin with, to be honest. Not that I don't like it, but it just usually doesn't agree with me. So unless it's like the juice bar on Nantucket, it's like I'm not doing a lot of ice cream.
Yeah, me
either. Even that's for the cone, really.
Yeah, I like it. I don't love it. I'm not a sweets guy anyway. I'd rather focus on the salt, the app, the actual entree. And drinks, lots and lots of drinks. Well, as we conclude here, I hope you've learned something from Cameo that I am affordable at $15. The people should come and hire me for Cameo. I'll dance for you. Because you're not going to get these voices for free anymore. It's now behind the $15 paywall. I got to be firm but fair here. Chris, have an enjoyable weekend. Talk to you next time. Look for him on WCVB Channel 5. The rest of you, enjoy the rest of your weekend. B-Rob, read him at Boston Sports Journal. Thanks for producing the show. What do you have next? Old Pats game? What are we airing?
Pats Ravens 2010.
Pats Ravens 2010. Which one's that?
That's Ray Rice. Is that like regular season or playoffs?
I think that's the... Wasn't there a drop in the end zone,
if I
recall?
Is that the Deion Branch game? Like, Deion Branch is back?
Well, I tell you what, Chris. Let's listen to it and find out which one
it is. That's the Deion Branch. They're going to win the game in overtime game.
That's coming up next here on 98.5 of Sports. So goodbye, everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.